We're holding Minchas Shvat Siman Samich Halacha Vav, and we're going to Halacha Yud Gimel. Someone sees Chama B'Tkufasa. This is an unusual mitzvah because it only happens once in 28 years. I don't know if you remember the last time we did it. And it is based on the idea that the position, the same position that the sun was at the time of creation on Tuesday night, 6 p.m., you make a special bracha of Oise Maise Bereshis. And there's a whole mizmor, Nusach and Tfilas and Hashem Yechud and Kel Adain. But the Pasha Pshat is, it's a one bracha, Oise Maise Bereshis, and we recognize the idea that it's supposed to pull us back to the time of creation and that the Rabbeinu Shem is in charge of this world and created this world. And it happens every 28 years. Now, the Zman to do so, the Kitzur says the Chatchil is to do it by Netzach Hama. That's a major machlikah. So what does that mean? Do you daven first or you do the bracha first? And so that's the machlikah. The Maaseh Minigodim is to do to daven Netz. And then right afterwards to do the bracha of Roivam. That's really what the Stipler and the Chazon Ish and many Esau Achonim. That's what they did. It goes back, of course, so there are many stories within the Neidav Yudah and the Chasam Sofer, because this big shivas, which the kids himself discusses, is what happens if it's cloudy and you're not seeing the sun. So really, at what point can you not say the bracha anymore? So the Chatchil is supposed to do within 3 hours, it's like, because it's Man Kriyashma. So there's a machlekes says that means from Alois or from Nates. And after that, there's an opinion that says you could do it until Chatzos. So if you need to wait, you can wait until then. And then there's a machlokes, you do it with Shem Malchus, and not with Shem Malchus. The mice of the kids are said, not Nizgale, so at that point, it should be without Shem Malchus. And he gives us the year, actually, when it happened. Our next time that we're going to be doing this is in the year 2037. That's 5797 in the Tafshin Sadik Zayin. Now, okay, anyway, the Kitzur himself finished up by saying, Yerot Shishnis Kedor Shivas Yemei Bereshit, which is hinting to the idea that we should be Zaycher at the time of the Yemei Mashiach, where the seven is going to be seven times as strong as it is right now. The Kitzur discusses, there's a fascinating discussion about women. Are they obligated or not? By the Sfardim, I think they do that Shem Machus. But the Ashkenazim, it seems that the women also participated. Therefore, if a woman hears it from another man, she's hearing another man saying it's actually better to be here with him. But Mikadin, women also have this mitzvah of Tkufa Sachama. Next, a person who had a miracle, Shalakadeh Chatev, that means beyond nature. It's like he was walking in the desert and suddenly water came up from a well that wasn't expected to be there. A person had a crazy miracle with Rahman al-Litzan, all these terrorists. So all these different types of situation, the person has to recognize that he had a miracle, and that place, it goes with the place. So he sees that place where the nace happened, he says, Baruch atah Hashem ken mech olam, sh'asa li nace b'mokom hazeh. Hashem made a miracle for me in this place. And this applies not only to him, plans to his son, his grandson, or his granddaughters, and his daughters. And they make the nusach, but they say, sh'asa nace la'ovi b'mokom hazeh, or the skeini b'mokom hazeh. And this kenenu, if it's many people saying it together, someone has many miracles that occurred. When he gets to one of the places, he's supposed to list all the other places too, even though he's not there. But that already, the person says, not mam shachiv. So if it's difficult, then they could stick just to the place that they are at right now, and say thank you to the Rabbeinu Shalom. A person sees a chacham gadol b'Torah b'Yisrael. That means an unusual time with chacham. And I saw the person being down from the Pesach says he has to be Rashamayim. Some person say he has to be a buck in Kabbalah also. I mean, he's a very wise person, and also his midos are pure. An unusual Talmud Chacham of Chaim Kanievsky, I've said the bracha on Chaim Kanievsky. There are people, Baruch Hashem, that even in this world that you can find that they are Chachamim, but again, include all the midos that we just said. You make this special bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kein Melechayim, Shechalak Mechachmasay, the Yireyav. Hashem gave from his wisdom to those that fear him. That's where it actually fits. It has to be someone that really has Yir Shabbat. Interesting that the lesson is Cholak. Why Cholak? Different than if you say it on a Goy. If you say it on a non-Jew, and that's also a bracha, that if you see a non-Jew that extremely wise, so the Mishnah and I saw a priest can say that it means that he knows all the seven wisdoms. That's mathematics, music, very interesting. Not so easy to find, and that's why it's not so common to make this bracha. But the bracha would be Bocha to Hashem, because Nasan mechokhmas al basadam. It doesn't say shecholak. Cholak means, because it's referring to Jewish people that have the special adjective of chilek elokam imal, which is very interesting, meaning kechilek elokav imal, meaning that we are chilek eloki udveikim b'akadosh Baruch Hu. Basically, a special connection, a deeper connection. If someone sees a king from nations, there's a special bracha you make, because you could actually tap into an incredible place of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through seeing a king. So there was a major controversy when Trump showed up, President Trump LeShaavah. Why is that? Because there's a major machlekes ha'peskim. If someone is a president or Rosh Hashanah, whatever the position that he's in, even a governor. So if he has power to kill, meaning to order someone to be killed, then there's no doubt that you make a bracha. But if he doesn't, so then if let's say a king doesn't have the ability, or a president, or etc. So the halacha is like this. So some person can hold, as long as he has the ability to give chanina, which means that he could pardon someone from jail, etc., and especially from military being killed, etc. So then that power itself already dictates that you can make a bracha. So that's where there's a major machlekes. Some say, you know, save that shemachos, and some say, no, it's okay, you can make the bracha. Baruch ata Hashem Yechlam shenosan mikvoidoy lebasav adam. Now, from chokh masav, from kvoidoy, because there's a certain amount of honor that's now Hashem is relinquishing and giving, so to speak, or giving over to this human being. Interesting, the Tekitza says, suma shenat make a bracha shemachos. And then the Kitza says, a mitzvah to be mishtadel, to go and see the honor that the kings. Now, what do I say honor of the kings? Because really, some say that the Ikar Bracha is not so much on the seeing of the king or the queen, by the way. The priest can say the queen too, like the queen of England. But it's the honor that you see that goes with it. So that's when he's coming with his entourage and imagine the king of England that's walking down and all the soldiers, etc. That itself is what the Bracha is. And there's two reasons given. One is because you'll be able to see the distinction between the covered here and then the covered that when Mashiach comes. The other pshat is that no, even now, Kafacham Mizan, you're going to be able to tap in better to the honor of Hashem. A person even should stop his learning to go and see a king, but if it's the same king, he shouldn't go again, unless it's like on a different level of honor that this king is coming with. Someone that sees Kivrei Yisrael, people go very often, whether it's to the ribbon, it's a different kfarim, and they go all over Morocco, Karastir of Nachman. There's a bracha that you make. Sometimes they have it before you walk in. Sometimes you don't. So it's good to know this bracha. Keep it in mind. And it gives a whole nus of basically describing Tchias Amesim and whoever's buried there. When you see the non-Jewish graves, there's also something you say. A very powerful pasuk from Yirmiyahu describing basically the shame and embarrassment of those oppressors against the Jewish people. They gained nothing. So it's powerful two brachas. Now, interesting, poskim say that you could say the bracha on kvalim every kaver. Some say once in 30 days, and some say no, every kaver. As long as it's a different kaver, as long as it's two kvalim, you can make this bracha. The Kitta also goes on to say that all Birkasariyah that we're mentioning, if a person sees them again, he doesn't make them unless it's 30 days in between. So like I said, it depends on what we're talking about. As we're going to see now, the Kitta goes on to explain, when a person sees a Kushi, Kushi means, in the old days, at least in the article points out that in the 1900s, it was unusual to see a Kushi, to see an African-American, a black man. And therefore, it was a bracha to make. Some actually hold that's not true. That's really only coming from parents of the white, an unusual child. The mice of this is not negev for us anymore because there's plenty of black African men that or women that a person sees, and therefore it's not something unusual. Gichor is when a person sees someone that is, as the kids are explained, it's very red, unusually, the skin is very, very unusual. Or lavkan, which means that this person has unusual white skin. Kipeach means that he's excessively tall and thin, like you have in the Guinness Book of World Records. Hananas is a dwarf. Dalkoina is very interesting. Someone that has filled with warts. Ptuya Rosh is someone whose hair is attached to the point that looks like felt. And then the famous, one of my favorite halacha, someone that sees the peel and the kuf. So one second. When it comes to the first, to all this list, there's something unusual here. So therefore, there's a special bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekachlam, Shaneh HaBriyos. Now, the Kitzur says you only make it once because the change, the wonder, the shinui, that's called madna in Yiddish, the different, it's so different, so you make mishane abriyos. There are other places who say, no, the peel and the koif, you say every 30 days. And I'm sorry, Mechanat, when it's something that a person is moved by to see these elephants and these incredible monkeys. There's another incredible pshat from Rabbi Leo HaKoyen that says, no, Mishan Abiyas doesn't mean it's Mishunadik. It means that he was Mishane. It's also Melech HaShlem in Meseches Kilayim. He was Mishane, like the Gemara says, Meseches Sanhedrin. He was Mishane human beings into monkeys and into elephants. And that's what they look human-like. So Mishane means that from the lesson of changing. Fascinating. Melech HaShlem. Have a beautiful day.